Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain something even more interesting. V'zeh shehizkiru bignus harishonim. And this is why the Gemara tells us there that the Yidden used to speak about the terrible, ugly, disgusting things that their forefathers did at the time of the first Beis Hamikdash. Why Hashem burned down the first Beis Hamikdash. V'omru, they said, the Gemara tells us what they said. They said, Avoseinu shehoyu b'mokim hazeh, our forefathers who used to be in this place, achoyreim el heichal Hashem, they turned their back to the heichal of Hashem, upneim kedma, and they would face in the opposite direction, v'heima mishtachavim, and they would bow down to avodah zarah. Mamish, in the Beis Hamikdash, right near the Beis Hamikdash, they'd be bound down to avodah zarah, to idols. Shehayu oisim dvorim megunim u'metoyovim harbe lahachis, rachmon olam. They did many disgusting, ugly things to get Hashem angry, to make Hashem really angry, rachmon olam. Kemo shepir shrabai senusham, as the Gemara over there tells us, the things that they did. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'hadovor temua l'chayra. This seems to be very strange. Malohem lahazgir b'simchosom goydel genus avoseim. We're celebrating Simchas HaBeis HaSheyeva. They're dancing and they're singing and the jugglers are juggling. And the Gemara says, any person who didn't see the Simchas HaBeis HaSheyeva never saw something fun and happy in their whole life. There was nothing so beautiful. Why in middle of the Simchas HaBeis HaSheyeva are they saying these terrible things? Are they remembering these terrible things that their forefathers did? Isn't it out of place? Ach kol ze hoyo bishvil lovoi lesimcha ule hischaskus b'Hashem Yisborach v'toiros ha'kdosha. Rav Nosson says the reason for this was for them to be able to be happy and to be encouraged. How? Ki hizkiru gnus harishonim shenoflu letiyuvim v'tinufim ko'ele rachmasam. They remembered and they reminded themselves of the ugliness of the people from previous generations, that they fell into such disgusting, terrible things. Mamish, they showed super chutzpah to Hashem. How did that happen? V'hakoil hoyo machmas geyus v'rum levov. It came from gaiva. It came from them being big shots, thinking that they were so great. This gaiva, this arrogance, leads a person to all kinds of averis, all kinds of terrible things. And that's the main cause of all the different falls that people have in Yiddishkeit. To the point where it's possible for a Yid to fall so low to lose his Olam Haba completely, to throw away everything, Chas Hashem. Kamoyelu, like these people, Shehizkiru, where the Yidden remembered, Sheosu Divrei Shtus V'Tiuvim Koela. They did such silly, disgusting things. Shehofchu Achayreim El HaHechel. They turned their back to the Hechel, V'Hitrizu, when they went to the bathroom. They wanted to show, you want the Hashem, you want a carbon? Here's a carbon. And they showed, they acted in such disgusting, disgusting way. Hanishma kazois, did we ever hear of such a thing? Vezois tzrichim lei, now listen to this. Who were these people? These were drunks? These were reformed Jews? Not at all. Vezois tzrichim leida. We need to know very well. Shegam heim bevadai loyhoyu shoytim uchsilim. These people were not idiots. They weren't mishigoyim. They weren't morons. Ki bevadai hoyu chachomim nifloim lohora. They were very, very intelligent, very smart in a bad way, in a negative way, in how to go against Hashem. Ki ze yodua. Because this is a known fact, the Gemara says this, and all the Sfarim write this, Shedoyrois Harishonim Hoyu Chachomim Yoiser, that the people who lived in the earlier generations were much smarter than us. We think today that we're such Chachomim, wow, look at this, we have cars, we have telephones, we have computers. Years ago, they didn't have this. They didn't even have plumbing. They didn't have a sink in the house. They had to go bring water from the river. So they didn't have any brains. We're the real smart ones. The Gemara and the other Svar and the Shulchan Aruch all tell us just the opposite. They were very, very, they were much smarter than us on a much higher level. The reason why they didn't have these things is because it wasn't the time yet for Hashem to bring it into the world. Hashem has a date on everything. Hashem knows when they're supposed, when chashmal is supposed to be brought into the world, electricity, and when cars are supposed to come, and when airplanes, each thing has a time. And when the time comes, you don't have to be a big genius. Whoever Hashem picks, this guy should come up with the idea, that guy, person gets the idea. But in terms of intellect, in terms of brains, personal knowledge and intellect, the earlier generations were on a much, much higher level than us. Ach kol nefilosam shebo lidei rois koele hoya lidei geyus varum levov. What allowed them to fall to such a low level, to be able to insult Hashem so much, to show such chutzpah to Hashem, was their gaiva, big shots. They thought they were so, ki hoya lehem kol tuv, because they had everything. They had wealth, they had ashirus, they had brains, they had Eretz Yisrael, they had everything. They were on. V'hayetzahoro v'chamimus hataivois mizgaber b'chol doyer. And the yetzahoro and the passion of all the taivus rois works on the person in every generation. Ad shehipil oisam b'chol pam. Until he kept causing them to fall. He kept causing them to do averis. Even though they were so smart, even though they were talmidei chachamim, and they fell into sins. U'becholeis shenoflu loy hoyu yecholim lischazek lekariv atzmo l'Hashem Yisborach gam mimokim rochoy kozeh. And when they would fall, they didn't have a likutei halachos. They didn't have a likutei tefilos. They didn't know how a yid picks himself up when he falls. How even when a person falls, even when he's very far from Hashem, he's still connected to Hashem, and he can turn it around in a minute. They didn't know that. Ki lo hayu yecholin lizboil hakatnus v'hashiflus be'enei atzmon. They couldn't handle seeing how bad they were, how low they were. Look at this. Here we thought we're such big chachamim, and look how the Yetzirah in 1 minute gets me to do something stupid, gets me to eat what I'm not supposed to eat, or other all kinds of averis. And they were so embarrassed by this. They were so angry about this. Ki bevadai horechoykim machmas tavoyseim. Because definitely, those people who are far from Hashem, because of their taivus rois, because they give in to their taivus, ki sheroitzim afal pikein lachtur chatirois, or leskar l'Hashem Yisborach, when they decide that I don't care, I want to come close to Hashem. I want to go back to Hashem. I'm not going to leave you. When they decide that they want to do that, tzrichim al kol ponim lahargish shiflusam verichukam. They have to realize where they are. They have to realize that they're in the garbage right now, that they fell to a very low place, and that they've moved far away from Hashem. And yet, and yet to have confidence, to have bitochin in the chesed of Hashem, that Hashem renews his chesed every day, and Hashem every day comes up with new chesedim to be able to be makariv even those people who fell, even those people who did aver, who made mistakes, did big averis. Shegam heim yecholim leskariv. Even they have the ability to come close. So what did these guys do? Aval heim hoyu balei gasus ruach. But these people were balei gaiva. They thought they're very important. They're very rich. They're very smart. V'loy hoyu cholin lahashpil atzmon ulahakten atzmon kol kach. And they couldn't lower themselves. They couldn't bend down. The Baal Shem Tov says an incredible chiddush. He says there's a pasuk, emes me eretz titzmach, that the truth comes up from the ground. It sprouts up from the ground. So the Baal Shem Tov says, Look at this. I thought you have to travel 1,000 miles. You have to go look for the emes in the mountains and all kinds of hidden places. Look at this. There's a Beferish pasuk that says that the truth is coming from the ground. So what's the big deal? Anybody can get it, right? He says, yes, yes, anybody can get it. All you have to do is you have to bend down. When something's on the ground, you have to bend down. Bend down? 99% of the people say no. No, thank you. Have a nice day. Goodbye. I don't want to bend down. I don't want anybody to make fun of me, to say I'm a Breslover or I'm religious. Forget it. Not interested. And the gaiva, the person's personal gaiva, his kavod that he thinks now he's respected. He's respected by the non-Jews, or he's respected by the goyim, or by the secular Jews. He doesn't want to give that up. And because the person isn't able to be mashpil himself, to lower himself, to realize that, look at this, here I thought I'm one of the most respectable people in the world, and suddenly I start reading about religion, and I find out that I'm all the way in the back, that I'm a zero, that these guys who I thought were nothing, were parasites and everything, they're the real important people in the world. And I, who am the chairman of the board of this company and have $45 million and I drive a $300,000 car, I'm a zero. I'm a clown. I'm playing around with these toys like a kid. The little kids have little toy cars and I have a big toy car. I'm the same moron. I'm the same unintelligent person as they are. Who wants that? Most people aren't willing to admit that. They're not willing to suddenly have to go to the back of the class or to suddenly have to go to first grade to say, now I'm going to first start over. Now I'm going to first start building a whole new life. At shenoflu b'chol pam nefila achar nefila, to the point where they fell again and again, ad shehizgaber aleihem haruach shtus, ad shenoflu ledvorim tiuvim kelu, until the Satan was so matzliach against them that he got them to steep to such a low level to do such disgusting, idiotic things, to show such disrespect to Hashem. V'al kein, and therefore, the Yidden in the second Beis HaMikdash, a few generations later, Zochru b'simchosom ha-hepech b'chol zeh. They were thinking and remembering the opposite of this. V'amru, they said, Avoseinu, our forefathers, were silly. They made a dumb mistake. They were rich and this and that, and then the Satan got them to do all kinds of errors, and then instead of humbling themselves, they didn't do it, they went the other way. Aval onu, but we onu leko veinenu leko, meaning shekol ma Hashem yisborach moishyenu b'chasodav hanifloim, all the good things that Hashem does for us, even when we're experiencing prosperity, even when we're being matzliach and things are going well for us, onu yoidim shakoel b'chesed niflo. We know that it's not my house, it's not my company, it's not my car, it's all Hashem's. What do you mean? I did this? This is all Hashem. Hashem gave me the wisdom. Hashem gave me the health. Hashem gave me the strength. Everything I have is from Hashem. And therefore we bow to Hashem, thanking Him for everything we have. And after all of that, and we don't fool ourselves into thinking that just because I have a $4 million house in Scarsdale or in Deal, New Jersey, that for me, Mashiach is here already. I'm perfectly okay. I don't need no Mashiach. Let Mashiach stay upstairs and stay out of my hair. I'm having a wonderful life just as it is right now. We don't make that mistake, Chas V'Shalom. Adayin l'koyinenu miyachlois. Our eyes are still looking up to Hashem, pleading and hoping sheyoshienu me'ato, that Hashem should help us even from now. Because we still realize how far we are from Hashem. Even though today we have hundreds of yeshivas, there are people who think that today we're bigger than the Tanoim. Even during the Tanoim, they didn't have so many yeshivas. True, maybe we have more yeshivas, but what they had in their little pinky, the knowledge that they had in their little pinky, we don't have 1,000 rabbonim today that have that knowledge. the level of understanding of Hashem and the levels of Yirah Shemayim and Dveikus. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the smallest one of the Tanoim and Amoraim was able to do Tchiyas HaMeisim. You have anybody today that can do Tchiyas HaMeisim? Or that can go up to heaven and come back, like Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, who went up to ask the Malach Gavriel, what are they saying up here? We don't have that. So therefore, we realize how far we are from Hashem. V'zeh ikar simchaseinu. And this is our main joy, shehoishia lanu barichu kozel Yeshua's nifloes kaila. That even though we're so far from Hashem, look how Hashem is still doing such chasadim for us. That we're able to go into a store and buy thousands of things with Hechsherim, with the Eidah Chredis, with this Hechshur, all kind, that Baruch Hashem, we're living in Eretz Yisrael, all the tremendous things, the good that we have, we realize that at the same time, we don't fool ourselves into thinking that this is already Moshiach, that this is already the final Yeshua.